You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Now we've got Michelle from Colorado joining us here at the Money Pit with a painting question. Hi, Michelle. How can we help?
Well, hi there. We bought a house that is a very light tan stucco, and the people who owned it before didn't clean out the gutters, and the stucco is very stained from water dripping down. We tried pressure washing it, and that didn't get rid of the stain, so we wondered if we could paint it. And since stucco is so low maintenance, my husband was very concerned that if we painted it, then we've suddenly made a high maintenance problem where we're having to paint, you know, every 5 years or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, stucco generally does have to be painted to be maintained. I mean, you could have colorant in the stucco itself that was there when it was first applied. But, you know, unless you wanted a natural concrete finish, you will have to paint it. And
okay.
So if you're going to do that, then we would recommend that you prime it. You want to use an oil-based primer on this because that's the best way to get this to adhere to the masonry. And then use a good quality latex top coat above that. But if you do it right, you probably are going to have to only paint this every 8 to 12 years. Because the nice thing about masonry versus wood is because it doesn't expand and contract, the paint tends to last a lot longer.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because I really would like to change the color of the house.
Well, we're happy to help you out because the facts happen to be in your favor tonight.
Okay, great. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.